This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am here because it's Saturday with Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, everybody.
We went for a nice walk this morning.
We did. It was so beautiful.
Me and you and Rumi. Mm-hmm. It was really nice.
Down by the water.
I love Saturday episodes. We're going to do another giveaway at the end of today's show, and I'm switching it up this week. The giveaway is going to be a box of, you've tried this, the Four Sigmatic Turmeric Latte.
You posted a picture on your Instagram story, I think, recently, and I was like, ooh, yum. I
gotta get some. It's so good. First of all, we all know turmeric is very good for you. It's an antioxidant. It's an anti-inflammatory, and Four Sigmatic sells this turmeric latte. It's in individual serving size packets, which makes it so easy to make. You just, you know, put your water in the kettle and add the packet, and it is creamy and it is rich. It is not too sweet. I know we talked about this when you tried it, right?
Like, we did.
It was just kind of like a little touch of sweet.
Yeah, but the creamy.
Yeah, very creamy. So the winner of today's episode will announce at the end of the show is going to get a box of the Four Sigmatic Turmeric Latte. Today's episode is sponsored by Four Sigmatic. They are the newest sponsor, and I was a little hesitant to give them a go. They have coffee and tea types of products, but they add therapeutic mushroom extracts to them for things like focus and energy. And they have ones for calming too, that they use things like ashwagandha and different things like that. And when I am drinking coffee, it is now Four Sigmatic. I have switched. I am a believer. I really love it. It doesn't taste like mushrooms, but to treat myself, I love that turmeric latte. It is so delicious. If you want to give Four Sigmatic a try, and I highly recommend it, just go to foursigmatic.com/primal. That allows you to save 15%. foursigmatic.com/primal to save 15%. I recommend their just regular dark roast coffee and their turmeric latte. Both love, love, love. And even though I can get their coffee in like a bag of ground coffee, they also have the travel packets. And I make sure when I'm traveling, in fact, I'm going to California next week, I always bring their travel packets with me because I don't know about you, but I think hotel coffee is disgusting. Do you like hotel coffee, Sarah?
I drink it. I don't love it, but I take
it down. See, I used to because I didn't have another option, right? But now I just bring a handful of these travel packets and I make the water in the coffee pot without their junky coffee. And it is so, so, so good. So we'll announce the winner at the end of the show. But for today, we got some questions.
We do. This first one, the listener is wondering if there's an update on your experimentation with CBD. How's it going? And have you noticed any changes?
Good question. It's been a while since we've talked about that. I did an episode on CBD, which is cannabidiol, in 493. Episode 493. I'll make sure to link that up in the show notes. CBD comes from hemp. It does not have THC. It does not get you high. In fact, I went out for ice cream the other night, and they had like a brownie batter ice cream with CBD. And I'm like, talk about capitalizing on a trend.
Yeah, I didn't know they did that.
At Four C's, they had like brownie ice cream with CBD oil in it.
Interesting.
But yeah, it's an anti-inflammatory, and it can help with like relaxation. And I was taking it in just an oil, like a tincture, kind of droplets for, I want to say, maybe a couple of months. The update is I'm not taking it anymore, and I will tell you why. I was primarily taking it for like calming and relaxing kind of afternoon before bed or when I was stressed out. And what I have since learned is that a lot of that tension and frustration was because of like gut dysbiosis, not having optimal bacterial composition in my gut. And that instead of adding CBD, what is more effective is addressing the actual problem. And for me, and for I think a lot of people who are struggling with stress, anxiety, that sort of thing, fix your gut and you don't have a need for the CBD. And that was what was true for me. So I didn't dislike it. I didn't love it. I think I noticed a benefit, but nothing near what I've noticed since really prioritizing my microbiome. We talked about this in episode 624. So if you have not listened to episode 624 about the changes I made to my gut health and why, definitely go back and do that for sure. And if you want to know more about CBD, I will also link up episode 493 in the show notes.
What do you indulge in that is worth it?
That's such a good question. It makes me happy just thinking about
it. I know. I like this one. I'm excited for your answer.
So for people that maybe don't have the context behind this question, one of the questions I ask myself often is it worth it? Right? Like if I go out to eat and I'm looking at the drink menu and I'm looking at a margarita, is it worth it? Like, is it just going to be kind of like average or is it going to be great? And even when I've ordered something, is it worth it? Do I love it or is it just kind of meh? Have you ever been to a restaurant where like they bring out the bread in the bread basket and you eat it, but it's totally not good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So like that would be something where maybe I take a bite and I'm like, it's not worth it. And in fact, my boyfriend now will prompt me for this. If I take a bite of something and I set it down or I push it over to him, he'll just say, not worth it. Like he knows that's why I'm not doing it. Or if he brings something home, he'll say, I think this is going to be worth it.
Oh,
yeah.
He knows your sort of level there.
He totally knows. So people are wondering, like, what do I think is worth it? And the thing is, it's situational. So I can't say, there's this little farm store. I call it the farm store. Sarah calls it Lambert's. I think both are right.
But I agree. Yeah. Yeah. You corrected me.
she said to me one day, why do you call it the farm store? Anyway, because it says Lambert's Farm Store. They have these cookies. Have you had their cookies?
No.
Okay. Well, their sugar cookies are really good. I would say that sometimes they're worth it and sometimes they're not. It depends on a lot of factors. Like I told you guys, I went out for ice cream the other night because we were having a conversation over dinner. What's the best ice cream on Cape Cod? Sarah had told me it was Four Seas. We hadn't been there, so we went. The following day, is a cookie worth it? No, because I just had ice cream the night before, so it's not worth it. But maybe it's been a couple weeks since I've indulged and I really am like, oh my gosh, that cookie sounds amazing. Then maybe it's worth it on that day. So even though sometimes a cookie from Lambert's is worth it, sometimes it's not. Maybe it's a day where I'm feeling kind of down and I'm just like not in a great place. Well, then ice cream is probably not worth it because I know if I'm feeling down and I have sugar, it brings me lower. So not worth it, even if it would be something that in another day might be worth it. So it really varies. I really love spicy margaritas.
I do too.
Oh, yeah. And they're never spicy enough.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I love a spicy margarita. But, you know, some days I just don't want to drink. So while in some moments that might be really worth it, in others, it's not. A lot of it has to do with how have I been taking care of myself. If I haven't been taking great care of myself, it's probably not worth it because I want to feel great and that's not going to help me get there. If I have been taking great care of myself, even then, sometimes I don't want to mess with that. Other times I'm like, you know what? I really want to have this and it's cool and there's no drama. So I wish I could say this thing from this place is always worth it, but that's not how it is because it almost depends more on my mood, my last handful of days of choices than it does on the item itself.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
This listener says that they don't drink coffee and wondered if they can do bulletproof hot tea.
For sure. Absolutely. So for those of you that don't know what bulletproof coffee is, it's basically taking coffee and blending it with grass-fed butter and or coconut oil. Like it's typically MCT oil or coconut oil and butter blended in coffee. I've done a post on the do's and don'ts of bulletproof coffee that touch on, you know, what about tea? I'll link to that in the show notes. But yeah, there's no reason in the world that you can't put butter and oil in your tea.
That's something I haven't tried yet.
Coffee or tea?
Bulletproof.
Bulletproof coffee?
Yeah, either one. Both.
The other day, a couple weeks ago, I went to Whole Foods and I had to run some errands. No, maybe I was driving up north and I got a cup of bulletproof coffee at Whole Foods. So you can always, if you don't want to like deal with the blender and all of that stuff, you can just pop in there for $4, get a bulletproof coffee.
Good to know.
Yeah.
What are good ways to keep a mindset focused on consistent effort over time?
Good ways to keep a mindset focused on consistent effort over time. Focus on today. You know, over time is a result not of like some amazing strategy, but focused on today, this day, right now. And honestly, the way that I do this is the identity journal, because that is my practice. That practice leads to consistency. It prompts me. The identity journal is what prompts me to say, okay, what am I going to do today to make progress towards my goals? Who do I want to show up as today? Like, what is the best version of me and how do I go through the day? So I think that, you know, keeping your mindset focused on effort over time is about challenging yourself to focus on what you can do instead of what you can't do. To focus on how you can win today instead of I'll start tomorrow or that sort of thing. And a great resource for this, I would say, would be episode 621. 621 is definitely going to help with this because I talk about some of the barriers like I'll start tomorrow. What's the point? I don't even care. And those are the things that get in the way of that consistent effort over time, which is almost a more important consideration than how do we get the consistent effort. How do we remove the obstacles to consistent effort can sometimes be more important. So episode 621 is a great one for that.
This might be sort of a follow-up question to that answer. And it says, how do I change a lifetime's worth of habits?
One day at a time. One day at a time. Too often we are focused on like the big thing. What I would challenge you to ask, what a better question is, I think, and what I mean by better is more effective. What a more helpful question is, what will I do to create a new habit today? What will I do to rewrite my habits today? That's how we do it. Instead of I need this plan for this big, huge overhaul, what am I going to do today to create a new habit, to reinforce a new habit, to unlearn a bad habit or not choose a habit that I want to overcome? That to me is a much more effective question.
How do I get control of my mindless eating so I can lose weight for good?
You know, I don't know if it's just like where my head is at today, but I feel like a lot of these kind of circle back to the same thing, right? Which is exactly why the number one pillar of all of my work with my clients in the 12 weeks to transformation is awareness. Keeping your mindset focused on effort over time is about awareness. Are you paying attention to what you can do today? Changing habits is about awareness. What am I going to do about this today? What are the choices I need to say no to today? What are the choices I need to say yes to today so that I can change these habits? And the same thing with mindless eating, awareness. What am I going to do to be really mindful today as I eat? Sometimes if we just change the question a little bit, it becomes way more powerful. Instead of how do I get control of my mindless eating, what am I going to do to be mindful in my eating today? And every day might be a little different. Like you might say, today I'm going to eat without distraction. I'm going to eat without being on my phone, without being on my computer, without watching television. Or maybe you say, I'm going to write down everything I eat before I eat it today. But if we shift this question to how do I get control of mindless eating to how can I be more mindful today, that's a game changer. And for me, with all three of these, the identity journal is the tool that I use.
All right. This last question is, how do I break free from analysis paralysis?
Are we just like flying today?
We are.
I feel like this was a lot of questions.
I know. We're cruising.
Wow. All right. All right. We're on a roll. This is July vibe.
That's right.
Efficiency, man.
Yes.
How do I break free from analysis paralysis? Again, if we switch the question, how will I take action today? How will I shift out of analyzing into action today? If we just change the question a little bit, what am I going to do with what I know today? What is something I've been putting off or planning that I can take action in today? How can I learn through my choices today instead of learning through strategy and theory? When you shift the question, like somebody said to me the other day, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know why I'm so inconsistent. I said, you're solving for the wrong thing. You are solving for the wrong thing. You're asking the wrong question instead of why am I not consistent? And then you're looking for factors to support why you're inconsistent. Ask yourself, how can I be consistent today? Instead of, you know, I'm in this analysis paralysis. Why? How do I break free? What I want you to say is, what can I do today to get into action? What actions can I take? What is the opposite today of being in this paralysis from analysis? What is that opposite? Does that make sense?
Yes, it totally does.
It all comes back to the day that you're in. Getting out of, whether we're talking about mindless eating or changing habits or analysis paralysis, getting out of the theory in general and getting into the specific action. This is why episode 548 is one of my favorites, because it talks about this exact same thing, how we stay in the solution in general or the problem in general, and where we need to be is today's version of the solution, how we're going to act on it in this day. You know what we need to talk about?
What's that?
That we didn't talk about?
What?
The squatty potty.
Oh, yes. And you asked me to remind you, and I totally forgot.
I reminded you.
Yes, let's discuss that.
So you went into the house.
I did.
And then you came back in here.
Yes.
And what did you say?
I said something like, God, I can't remember now. I hate to be nosy or
yeah,
sorry if I'm prying.
And this is yeah. only because I'm being really nosy.
Yeah, yeah, I was being really nosy. Squatty potty?
Because there's a squatty potty in the kitchen. It doesn't belong in the kitchen. It's still in the box. So here's the scoop with the squatty potty.
And can I just jump in and just say, like, the box itself makes it look like it's for, like, a toddler learning yeah. or something.
Yeah. No, it's not.
And I was confused because there's no toddlers here.
No. It's just for me.
Yeah.
So here's the scoop. If you haven't seen the hysterical unicorn pooping commercials, have you seen the unicorn?
I have not.
Okay. So basically what the theory behind the squatty potty or the science behind the squatty potty, they're not a sponsor. This is not, you know, Four Sigmatic is a sponsor of this show, not squatty potty. But basically, like, you have your ascending colon, your transverse colon, your descending colon, your cecum, right? And that's like the end point where, you know, you evacuate from. When you sit on the toilet, it's really weird to be having this conversation with, like, you're like 2 feet away from me, but whatever.
I love it.
It's fine. When you sit on the toilet and your feet are on the ground, like you're cecum can kind of be like bent, and that makes it harder to evacuate. It makes it harder to poop. So basically the squatty potty, by raising your feet up a little bit, creates a little bit more alignment so you don't have to strain to poop and it just flows more easily. I used to have a squatty potty because a couple of my friends swore by them. Like, everybody needs a squatty potty. But I had it when I lived in North Carolina. And when I moved, I only took with me what I could fit in my car. So a lot of stuff got donated and trashed. And the squatty potty was in that list of, like, non-essential things. And I kind of forgot about it. And then, like, planning this bathroom renovation and whatnot, all these different things pop up into, like, my ads and whatever. And I was like, the squatty potty, I have to have this.
Bathroom essentials.
Yes, 100% bathroom essentials. So I got the bamboo one instead of the white one. So it looks not a little, like, weird, you know. It's like a little footstool for your feet when you're on the toilet.
Yes, and I saw that on the package. But is it something that you leave out all the time? Or
yeah, because the way that it's shaped, it slides right up against the bowl.
Okay.
So it's not like in the way of traffic or whatever. And then, like, if you were to sit down to use the bathroom, you just scoot it out like 6 inches so you can put your feet on it.
I see. So it's out all the time.
But you could put it in a closet if you didn't want people to be like, you have a squatty potty. But if somebody said that to me, I would be like, I do. And you need one. You must have a squatty potty. People are going to buy the squatty potty because of this conversation.
I know.
Just real, right? I said in episode 624, I just have to be real. The squatty potty was a real purchase.
I don't know if you realize this, but you and my dad, I think of as walking Google. Like, if I have a question, like, random, my dad probably has a lot of examples, but, like, random question that I know my dad will just know the answer to. So I'll call him and ask him. Mm. You are the same.
Well, you know, I feel that way about my boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
He's really, like, he knows random weird things. Like, he's going to have the
answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're
right. But, you know, you're like that when we walk around outside.
Yeah. Well,
100%.
Plants.
Sarah can name every bird, every flower, every plant, every tree. I'm like, oh my gosh, look at this gorgeous thing. What is it called, Sarah? And she just tells me. True.
It happens on this property. Yes. Sometimes.
Because there's so much.
I know. There is so much. It's so beautiful.
Right now we have raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, peaches, cherries, apples, chickens, puppies, and 100 million flowers.
Yeah.
And a lot of bunnies.
And asparagus.
And asparagus. Well, and all the stuff in the garden.
Right.
Right? The asparagus is wild.
Yes.
And I definitely think there's some sort of pumpkin-y, squashy thing over here.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely looks that way.
It's crazy. I think we should give something away.
Absolutely.
We flew. Like, less, sometimes, you know, it's beautiful when the same answer solves a bunch of questions, because it just goes to show that we need so few tools to create change. You know, I really love when that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Today, somebody is getting a box of Four Sigmatics Turmeric Latte, and that is at Stacy Poe. So that is the Instagram handle, at Stacy Poe, S-T-A-C-I-E-P-O. Email Sarah at primalpotential.com, S-A-R-A-H at primalpotential.com. Include your mailing address, and we will get you the box of Four Sigmatic Turmeric Latte. Give it a try. Go to foursigmatic.com/primal. That allows you to save 15%. Try it. It's so good. And you get that anti-inflammatory benefit from turmeric. We all need a little bit more turmeric in our lives. And you just get the benefit of having this delicious creamy latte along with it. And the travel packet is just a bonus, because you don't have to drink crappy hotel coffee anymore. If you want to win, we do giveaways every single Saturday. All you got to do is share an episode that you've loved or something you've learned from the podcast on Facebook or Instagram. Just make sure you tag me. Or if you do all three, you get three ways to win. Or leave a review of Chasing Cupcakes on Amazon, or a review of this podcast in iTunes. And every single Saturday, we are giving something away, and it makes it really easy and fun to win, because we do it every single week. So I hope you'll enter to win. Sarah, are you doing anything fun this weekend?
I'm coming here for a barbecue this weekend.
I know. This is like the first like big thing we've hosted.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I know that there's going to be a massive bonfire.
Yes.
There's going to be a lot of yard mowing done beforehand, because there's a lot of yard to be mowed.
Will you do that or help?
I love mowing grass, but I have not yet used the rider mower, which is why I got a supplement push mower.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to drive a stick either. So like, and it's not, but it has shifty things that I don't really, it's not like drive, reverse, neutral. So sure. It's a little more complex than I'm used to. Yes, I will help, but I'm going to be doing a lot of like food prep. I think I'm going to make my Bloody Mary deviled eggs.
Ooh.
I'm going to make a big fruit salad. I'm going to grill burgers, dogs, chicken.
Yum.
Yeah. I might make my big spicy cabbage slaw, because that's just insane. So, and then I know good. I'll have it to love.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I'm excited for that.
I am too. Big bonfire. Hope the weather's nice. We got a tent just in case.
Good.
Yeah. But it'll be nice, because we haven't had like a big get together here.
I know. And it'll be nice to have, I think some of your family members are coming, yeah, and friends, and that's just fun.
I am really, really excited to see my family. And then next week I head off to California to celebrate Primal Potential's 5-year anniversary with the Masters Club.
And it's your birthday.
I know. It's my birthday, too. My boyfriend always gives me crap for, like, launching Primal on my birthday. He's like, one thing isn't enough. Like, and I'm like, but then this way, you kind of condense it, right?
Yeah, you
like,
celebrate
once.
You celebrate
once. Both, yeah. Right? And you don't have to have, like, a million different things going on. I've got a million things going on.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about that. It's going to be great. I'm so glad that you're coming, because I would have been really bummed if you didn't. So
I'm very excited. I'll be here.
Yeah. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Make sure you enter to win so that you can get something cool next Saturday. And some of you guys I will see on Monday night. Remember that if you listen to episode 624, I shared that I'll be talking a little bit more about gut health and the opportunity that has presented in my life. So go to the show notes page for today's episode or for Thursday's episode, and we'll make sure to get you registered if you want to learn more about that. You can just go to primalpotential.com/625. Have a great day. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222, or go to primalpotential.com/podcast.
join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.